This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's always game day in Cleveland. He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. All right, we are having a fun-filled show today. Got to know us a little bit, especially when it comes to jury duty, which might be more important than anything else these days as we wait for the draft to come on up. We are brought to you by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Daryl, let's talk about Myles Garrett hitting media row or press row or whatever it was.
Radio row.
Radio row.
Although I think it's multimedia row now because of all the television and streaming and video and all podcasts and all that.
All right. So Myles had somebody just sent me a picture of Myles in a Carolina Panthers uniform. And they're like, is this true? And I'm like, stop. The Browns have been very steadfast on saying they're not trading him. Now, whether that is to make sure that his value stays where it is or the fact that they aren't going to trade him, which I tell you, wouldn't shock me if they don't. Wouldn't shock me if we go into the season next year and he's still on the roster.
Well, it's not easy trading him. He's got bonus money coming up in March, which would increase his salary cap, his dead cap number
towards
the salary cap and things like that. So,
would he waive his bonus to get traded?
Remember the quote he said he's willing to do anything to facilitate a trade. So does that mean he'll renegotiate his contract down so that the Browns' dead cap hit isn't $35-36 million by trading him this year? By the way, Denzel Ward is not going anywhere. They cannot absorb another $36-42 million salary cap hit by trading him. So even if Ward may want out, he's not going anywhere. The domino that will fall and could be costly to the Browns as well if they trade Myles Garrett is Joel Bitonio retires. So, Myles very, steadfast. Wait,
there's no dead cap hit though if you retire, right?
I have to double check that, but
okay. I thought that was like something that could help.
He has a dead cap number this year.
Right.
If he's not on the roster. So I need to double check that.
Okay.
I got to look up my collective bargaining agreement and salary cap fine print.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Myles is making it very known that he just doesn't want to be here anymore. And he doesn't believe in Andrew Berry and the Browns and what they're doing and how they're going to do it. And this is kind of part of my earlier comments about believing the quarterback interest and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Legit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that if Andrew Berry's like, yeah, we're going to draft Shedeur Sanders with the second overall pick, he's going to be our franchise quarterback going forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that would help sell Myles Garrett? Like, oh, they're going to permanently long-term solve the quarterback issue here.
Or at least they think they are.
Right? Instead, he's like, yeah, we're not aligned. So my belief, and this is my opinion, I've not been told anything. My opinion is that Andrew Berry told Myles Garrett, yeah, there are no good options at quarterback. There are no good options in the draft. There's no franchise savior this year. What we're going to do is we're going to bring in a veteran or two. We're also going to draft a kid, but we're going to patch the quarterback thing together this year. We're going to accumulate assets that are going to position us to be able to win this fall. We're going to try and win this fall. We're not tanking the season. We're going to try and win this fall. We're not going to worry about how we finish and what draft pick we end up with, because we're going to have the assets to go get our quarterback next offseason. That's our plan. That's what I believe that Andrew Berry probably told Miles, and Miles is like, yeah, no, I'm not interested in another hodgepodge at quarterback.
What if they – here's another one, too, and I don't know that anybody's thought about this, and I just say it based on what you're saying. What if they say they're drafting Abdul Carter at two? And then he's it's essentially the same position. And does Miles feel like they're bringing someone in to replace him?
No, there's no reason for Miles to feel like he's being.
I hold that true too, but I mean, you never know. Well, how come we need another defensive end? Well, because there's two sides.
Well, but here's the thing. Miles Garrett has wanted another defensive end. Hence why they did the Jadeveon Clowney thing. Then they did.
Or double O. Yeah.
Obo Okoronkwo before, you know, Zadarius even became available. Like, you know, so. No, he's. I don't think that there's anything there where Miles felt threatened or that they were really were going to try and phase out a future Hall of Famer. No,
yeah, no, I get it. I'm just throwing ideas out there. I'm like, okay, well, maybe when he heard the plan, he didn't like the thought. Maybe they told him, well, we're going to bring in two defensive ends. I mean, this is supposed to be a rich draft for defensive ends,
yeah. And I guess, you know, and to kind of explain myself a little bit, because I've had people ask me. In recent weeks, like why I've been so hard on the Browns and I've been so negative concerning the current state of affairs. And the reason is simple. Yeah, Miles Garrett. Because Miles Garrett is telling you, this organization, they're dead in the water. I want nothing to do with this. There's no hope. There's no franchise quarterback. There's no hope to contend for a Super Bowl anytime soon. Also, they're
but yet a year ago, they were in the playoff. Like right. I don't
now, hang on. They also... They won three games this past season. They were only good enough to play in six one-score games. They went 2-4 in those games. The previous year, I believe they played in 8 one-score games, and they won 6 of them.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So in spite of, I know it's crazy to say they had things go their way last season in 2023, when they had to start 5 quarterbacks, 4 by injury, and the 5th was by a choice there at the end of the season. But like they kind of did, right? 49 was just a field goal on the, you know, final snap of the game, right? And
right.
The Browns hung on to win that one. They played a lot of tight games. They won them. Again, that's not – but my Andrew Berry ran it back. He didn't make the team better other than going out and getting Jerry Jeudy. They rested on their laurels. They thought they were set. They ran it back. And that was a colossal mistake because they overvalued that 11-6 season. You got your ass kicked in the AFC wildcard game by the Houston Texans. So I feel like they overvalued by running it back and adding Jerry Jeudy. And look, Jeudy was a good ad. Don't misunderstand me. I just feel like Barry needed to do more last offseason.
Right.
And now they're coming off 3-14.
Don't you think they thought a healthy Deshaun was the answer to doing more?
I would think, but
instead they ran scared and sent Joe Flacco packing.
Well, yeah, because they didn't want to bring anyone that would be a threat for Flacco. For Deshaun. They didn't want Flacco to be a threat. But so the first offseason rankings are out.
Oh, great. Should I look at this upside down?
It's not good. Eric,
should I turn my head all the way around because it'll look better if I'm upside down?
Yeah, it would. It would look much, much better. But Eric at home writes for Around the NFL. He put out his power rankings because that's what he does for them.
Okay. I already, the fact that we're talking about power rankings and the Browns coming off of that season, I can't imagine this can be very good.
Let's go positive first. Who do you think is the number one ranked team?
Philadelphia.
Of course. They're the reigning Super Bowl champs. Who's number two?
Probably Kansas City.
Bingo. Who do you think's number three? Let's see if you can go through.
Baltimore.
No. There's the other, MVP guy. Josh Allen.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Bills. They went Bills. I thought you were saying NFC.
MVP. MVP.
Yeah, Josh Allen. Okay, I'll
buy it. Lions, and then the Ravens are fifth, right?
Okay.
So now let's go through the bottom five.
All right, let me see what I can do.
All right, hang on. I got to do the math here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, who do you think is his fifth worst ranked team in the National Football League? I'll give you a hint. They just hired a head coach.
Saints.
Yes.
And that's your team, baby.
As a Saints fan, I will not sit here and remotely try to argue that. Who do you think's number 29?
I don't know. Just tell me. I'm guessing the Browns are on the other side of 30.
They kind of sort of, split time between the states and overseas.
Oh, Jacksonville.
Yep.
All right.
The 30th ranked team are the Poobah's favorite team.
Oh, the New York Football Giants.
Who ruined Hard Knocks offseason or whatever the hell they called that for everybody. Because Giants. They were such a bunch of incompetent jackasses during that show.
Are their neighbors the next one?
They
share the stadium with?
No.
Oh, the Jets. Congratulations, Jets. You're not in the bottom.
J-E-T-S, Jets are ranked 25th. Okay, so we have the 31st and 32nd ranked teams here.
All right, who's Tennessee or?
Yeah, Tennessee's 31, which leaves, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations to the Cleveland Browns. You are ranked the worst team in the National Football League for the offseason. So,
congratulations. It's got to be an honor. Do they do this at NFL Honors? Do you get to go up there?
I feel like they probably should. Congratulations on being the worst team this year.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.